Hi, my name is Shadow, spelled Shadl. I know what you're probably thinking. That's not her real name, and why is it spelled without a W? I get other questions too, like, why do you prefer they/them pronouns? I'll explain, I promise. But first, I want to talk a little bit about individuality. Individuality is what makes you, you. It's not necessarily just clothing or the way someone talks or acts. It's also the way someone identifies. In case you didn't know, June is Pride Month, which means that a lot of LGBTQIA+ students are telling people how they identify or realizing that they're part of the LGBTQIA community and beginning their transition. This, for me, is coming out, telling you all how I identify. My gender identity is non-binary. This means that I don't identify as female or male. There are other terms that mean things that are similar to this, but the small differences between those terms and non-binary would take a really long time to explain. I use they/them pronouns where many people would use he, him, or she, her. For example, he went to the store. For me, that would be they went to the store. There is also something called neopronouns. One of the more commonly used being sie, zur, zemself. Neopronouns are fairly new. Not a lot of people have heard of them. They are gender-neutral pronouns used by people who don't identify as female or male and have preferred pronouns, like I do. Another thing I wanted to explain is my name. I introduce myself as Shadow, because that is what I prefer to be called, my preferred name. A lot of people ask about the spelling, which brings me back to why I talked about individuality. When I was trying to figure out a good gender-neutral name, not gonna lie, I Googled it. Turns out, when you search gender-neutral names, you find a lot of nature names. The name Shadow stood out to me automatically. But then, I started thinking, how can I make my name unique to fit me, a unique person? My answer, find an alternate way to spell my name. That's why I spell it the way I do. That is why I chose to get rid of the W. Another thing that I want to address is some bullying that I've been dealing with this year, related to my preferred name. Another topic I wanted to address was the fact that there are some people in my classes who know the correct pronunciation of my name, but choose to mispronounce it a lot of the time when they're talking to me, which is hurtful. There's no other way to put it. It's hurtful. I choose to be called Shadow because it's how I'm comfortable. It is what I want to be called. But when people are purposefully mispronouncing it and saying Shadow, it's not okay. I mean, it's just not. It's upsetting, it's offensive, it's rude. Imagine this. You introduce yourself to a group of people, and they all exchange glances with each other, laugh at you, and then purposefully mispronounce your name every time they talk to you. That would hurt your feelings, right? It certainly hurt mine. Think about this the next time you go to call me my name. Misgendering. Dead naming. Which means calling me Aaron once I've told you that I prefer to be called Shadow. And purposeful mispronunciation something that a lot of LGBTQI plus people deal with. This is me choosing to tell you all something important that not a lot of people know about me. I'm choosing to trust you, all of you, with this. And I hope that I haven't misplaced that trust. I really do. Show me that I haven't misplaced my trust. Show me that I can trust you. I want to also address that there are some people who know my name and the correct pronunciation, but choose to call me Shadoo. I'm bringing this up because it's really offensive and rude. Imagine this. You introduce yourself to a group of people and they all exchange glances with each other, laugh at you, and then purposefully mispronounce your name every time they talk to you. That would hurt your feelings, right? Well, it certainly hurt mine. Think about this the next time you go to call my name. Misgendering, dead naming, and purposeful mispronunciation is something that lots of LGBTQIA people deal with. Dead naming means to call someone by their birth name after they've told you their preferred name. In my case, that would be calling me Aaron after I've told you that I prefer to be called Shadow. And I know that dead naming is not something that people are consciously trying to do. I know it's hard to adjust, but I still wanted to talk about it. This is me choosing to tell you something important that not a lot of people know about me. I'm choosing to trust you all with this, and I hope I haven't misplaced that trust. Honestly, this is hard to do. Harder than a lot of people realize. Coming out, telling a person or a group of people is hard. I know that a lot of this is probably really confusing, so if you have any questions at all, feel free to ask me. Thank you for listening to my podcast.